We have a special guest in studio today.
Yes, today we have David Stobe. David is a physician assistant specializing in family medicine. He is at Life Care in Seneca Falls, which is our largest primary care practice. He has been in healthcare over 40 years, and he has been at Life Care for over 17 years.
Beautiful. David, good morning. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, appreciate you making it in this morning. And tell me a little bit about what got you into the medical profession to begin with.
Oh, my father was a physical therapist, so we had medicine, and my grandfather was as well. So I was always interested in medicine and just went from there. Didn't have the ability really to go to medical school as a physician, but lo and behold, the new profession at that time in the 60s was physician assistant. So it worked out.
Physician assistant. I see one at the practice that I go to,
right.
And I'm sure many people see PAs. What role do they play, and specifically at the practice that you're at, Life Care Medical Associates, what role do you play as a PA?
So I see a little bit of everything from zero age all the way to 100.
I'm sure this is a satisfying career path for you to have taken, and you've had a stable career being with the folks that you are at Finger Lakes Health now for 17 years?
Yeah, at Life Care in Seneca Falls.
Yeah, it's been very rewarding, yes.
Excellent. February happens to be Men's Heart Health Month, and I was reading an article about this that was kind of fascinating, because when we talk about heart health, regardless if it's men or women, we know what some of the big factors are: diet, smoking, huge one,
right.
maybe the most critical one is to quit smoking. Drug and alcohol use, you know, can have an effect as well. But we hear sometimes about stress. For men, stress is not something that maybe they want to easily admit to having.
It usually manifests in other ways. They don't like to talk about it. None of them do.
Yeah.
Myself included. So
right.
Just the way it is.
Right. Because you've got that mentality of, oh, I can handle it.
I'm
a guy. I'm supposed to be able to deal with this sort of thing. But the fact of the matter is that stress level can be doing damage.
Yes, it can. I think the number one risk factor for heart disease is procrastination, to be honest with you. Is they don't go to get to physicals, they don't get to get checked out, they don't have regular checkups because they fear they're going to find something when we could do things well in advance and prepare them and take care of it.
There's sometimes preventative maintenance that comes up from an early consultation and doing things like the regular physical exams and so on.
Right. We check routine labs. We do EKGs. Depending on what we find on their physical exam, we might refer them to a cardiologist and have a test or a stress test or something done just to make sure.
So I believe the theory is, and probably for practical purposes and practice too, it is much easier to detect something early and prevent it than it is sometimes to discover when it's already there and then try to do something about it.
Right. We're backpedaling when we have to do that, and we're being reactive instead of proactive.
Right.
But you're mentioning all of the risk factors at the beginning. If we can help them quit smoking, if we can help them lose weight, there's a lot of options available now, medicines that people hear about. If we can help them lower the cholesterol, whether it's medicine or just a change in diet and exercise program, all of these things can be addressed, not necessarily needing medication, but they need to be addressed.
Yeah, and those two words, diet and exercise. Diet doesn't necessarily mean starving yourself.
No, I mean, it just means a change in what you're doing right now. So if everyone was to look at what I eat, what they eat every day, see if you can maybe reduce that by 500 calories. Or if you like breads and rice and pasta, maybe cut that back by a third. That's where the carbohydrates are usually are not our friends. And that adds to weight.
Yeah, carbohydrates in excessive amounts, that's not only leading you down the road to heart problems, but that can also lead you down the road to diabetes and cholesterol issues, right?
Exactly. Right. Yeah. Restaurants that have endless pasta and endless breadsticks are not a place to go to eat. I won't say any names.
And, you know, I kind of look at it as once in a while, something like that is okay.
Right.
But You need to temper and balance that, number one, with what you're eating around that, you know, a couple of days before, a couple of days after. And You can't just make a continuous habit of hitting it. Like, I mean, right. if you were doing that like every other day or every 2 days, yeah, your sugar levels are going to go through the roof.
Yes.
And you know, it's gonna cause weight gain. That's gonna put more stress on your circulatory system, your heart, so on and so forth. And the domino effect just starts.
Right. We were talking about stress, and we're thinking like stress, like anxiety, mental stress. But mm-hmm. this is a physical stress from these things as well
yeah.
on the body. So
yeah. And there can be such a thing too as working too hard, doing too much, that can be on the other side of the spectrum of the physical mm-hmm. stress that we're talking about.
Right. Losing weight too quickly and without maybe some assistance of a dietitian or someone, even their own primary care physician, to watch over it, just to be sure it's done safely.
Yeah. And exercise may be something as simple as going for a walk a couple of times a week.
It doesn't have to be by a Peloton, by a treadmill or anything like that. Just change what you're doing. I think Oprah once said, move more, eat less. And I think that's kind of something I usually say to people, is just try something different and try it for a while. Give it a month, maybe two, and see if you can stick with it.
Now, if people want to come visit the practice, how do they go about getting a hold of you?
Just call the office number. It's 315-539-9229. And they can ask to see what practices, positions and appointments are available.
And I think if there was one main message that we wanted to get out, especially to men mm-hmm. today, is do your routine maintenance.
Right. Go get your regular physical every year. Granted, somebody in their 20s and 30s may not need it every year, but pay attention to your family's history. More times than not, I see, well, yeah, dad had a heart attack and so-and-so had a stroke. I says, well, the risk factors to that are exactly what you have right now we're trying to fix. So we should pay attention to that and try and intervene.
It's kind of like you go and do your change your oil. You know, in 3,000 miles, you're going to need to change the oil again for optimum performance. Why would you not treat your body the same way and on the same type of maintenance schedule that you would treat a vehicle or stuff around the house?
I agree with you. I don't have an answer for why they don't do it. But usually it turns out to be somebody in the family or a friend has something bad happen, and then like it's an aha moment. Okay, I'll go in and get this checked.
Yeah.
And just wish it didn't take that.
Yeah, and sometimes when that happens, it may be too late to do anything concrete about it. So, so preventative is the best medicine, always. So thank you, David.
Thank you very much, Paul. Appreciate it.
Kim, let's remind people one more time about the comedy event.
Yes, it's Friday, March 6th at Twisted Rail in Geneva. It's Finger Lakes Comedy Cares. This is a fundraiser to support new telemetry monitors at our ICU at Geneva General Hospital. Advance sale tickets are $15 through March 5th, $20 at the door. You can buy tickets in advance through the Finger Lakes Health Foundation. You can give us a call at 315-787-4074. You can also buy them at Twisted Rail in Geneva and at Stomping Grounds. And also, we're going to have it posted on our website at flhealth.org. So we hope everyone comes out and has a great time.
All right. David, Kim, thank you.
Thank you very much, Paul. You have a good day.
Yeah, you too.